up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in pain.
Why did you shush it halfway through?
Because Richard's sleeping.
They're not sleeping. They had a shower at like God knows what.
No.
They did.
How
yeah.
do you know?
Well, it's either that or raining from next door.
Probably raining.
What? It rains from the room next door.
Probably.
You're stupid. Hello, this is Alan and his wife-to-be, Polly.
Beautiful wife-to-be. That's what you should compliment me in these months up to our wedding.
My beautiful wife-to-be with a massive pea head. Richard Roundhead over here.
Richard Roundhead.
We were going to do audio booze every day but from Florida. But to be honest, we had so much fun that we just really can be getting... getting down to that kind of thing. So far, we have jet skied. We went to Busch Gardens. We've done so much more than that, actually.
Oh, we've done a lot, but these are the main exciting, the better exciting thing.
Finally, after like almost 2 years.
Here we go.
Finally, after almost 2 years, I finally made Polly proud. It's taken a while, but last night we all went fishing. Me, her, her two brothers, and her brother's fiance, and her dad as well. And I was the expert fisherman, wasn't I? Four fish.
Fair dues, mate.
Four fish. No one else caught anything. And I was just popping them in and popping them out. Because my daddy, Malcolm, taught me everything I know about fishing.
You caught a catfish, the first one.
And the others were just like specklebacks or something. What are they? I don't know.
Like these tropical, weird Florida fish, weren't they?
Yeah. Ooh. And every time we got some bait out, like dogs across Florida would have like been holding their ears as Polly squirred. It's a dead shrimp. It's a bit of beef.
And then we went out on a boat.
We went out on a boat with a guy called Scott next door, who was lovely. But
you didn't bite anything.
We didn't get any bites out at sea because one, it was dark, and two, well, I don't know, to be honest. I just think,
just
you know,
supporting.
Yeah, we should have just stayed in close, but no one listens to me.
The expert fisher.
We saw some dolphins the other day, and also we saw...
a shark.
Oh, you ruined that.
What?
Oh,
okay,
I never worked you on the radio.
Also.
No, because I was going to say,
also we saw...
Oh, you're right. That doesn't work now, does it, when people know? We saw a massive shark. Probably the size of three buses. That's what fishermen do, you see. They always extend... What's the word? Extenuate. They always lie about the size of their fish. They treble it. But yeah. It was probably about the shark the size of Polly. But, hey, it was going around in circles and proper...
That's what
going crazy.
For waking up in vain. Right, we need to do our passport stuff.
Right, we need to go because it's going to end in 5 seconds because you only get 3 minutes. So, bye.